This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President sanctions on Iran Monday, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Trump signed the executive order he said would curb access that Khamenei and the country have to world financial markets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the action would literally lock up assets. Meanwhile, the United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At a United Nations Security Council meeting Monday, the United States laid blame on Iran.
It's clear to us, and it should be to the world, that Iran was responsible for the May 12th and June 13th attacks against ships in the Persian Gulf.
Speaking with reporters afterwards, acting U.S. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen also said last week's shootdown of a U.S. drone was over international, not Iranian waters. But Iranian UN Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravanchi called the Security Council meeting a sham.
We expressed our readiness and requested to participate in that meeting. However, unfortunately, we were denied.
I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump signed an executive order Monday, which he calls a groundbreaking action that will increase the quality, affordability, and fairness in the U.S. healthcare system. The order would require hospitals to disclose prices up front, showing what patients can expect to pay for services in a manner Trump says will be clear, straightforward, and accessible. This also means patients must be told at the beginning how much they can expect to pay out of pocket for deductibles and copays. U.S. President Trump says the letter he sent to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was a very friendly response to a letter he received from Kim earlier this month, wishing him a happy birthday. Trump told reporters at the White House Monday that Kim actually sent him birthday wishes, and it was a friendly letter. Trump turned 73 June 14th. This is VOA News. Deaths have occurred along the border with Mexico, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Two babies, a toddler and a young woman in their 20s, were found dead together Sunday in Texas, not far from the Rio Grande. A law enforcement official says they may have been overcome by the scorching heat after crossing the river. Last year, there were 283 border deaths. This year, there have been a number of deaths, including three children and an adult likely drowning after their raft overturned. A six-year-old boy from India dying in the triple-digit heat in Arizona, and seven people drowning this month in the border canals near El Paso. A Border Patrol spokesman says the agents normally stationed near those canals are on other duties because of the migrant onslaught. I'm Tim McGuire.
Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Only they admit the public may be kept in the dark about attacks and intrusions. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia, among other state and non-state factors, remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections and that the Kremlin may even have gone easy on the U.S. during the 2016 midterm election, seeing the ability to impact the 2020 presidential race as the bigger prize. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop in Bahrain. The $50 billion U.S. economic plan published on Saturday calls for massive infrastructure projects and job creation for Palestinians. The plan does not address the core issues of the conflict between Israel and Palestine. One Palestinian protester,
"Let us alone. Let us in peace. We make our..."
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will have official representation at the two-day summit. The U.S. delegation is to be led by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the White House counsel is refusing to allow presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway to appear before a House committee investigating allegations that she was involved in prohibited political activity.
The House refusal to allow Kellyanne Conway to answer questions from the House Oversight Committee, saying she's immune from the congressional testimonial process, sets the stage for a possible subpoena fight. The panel's chairman says he'll call for a vote if Conway fails to appear Wednesday. Conway's dismissed reports of possible Hatch Act violations, saying critics want to put a big roll of masking tape over her mouth because she helped get the president elected.
AP's Jackie Quinn. And finally, the 2026 Winter Game, the announcement there is that it'll be held in Milan, Italy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.